In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in the
we have now completed the liturgical sequence which began way back in February of pre-Lent and Lent, Holy Week, and Pascha, and the Pascha to Pentecost season, the season of the Lenten Triodion and the Pentecostarium. And so we now move into the ordinary Sundays of the year, the Sundays after Pentecost, in which we have the Lord's Gospels of his teachings and his miraculous healings. And we are taken today to the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord Jesus Christ's most famous teachings, found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And he challenges us, as he challenges his listeners back then, about the focus, the direction of our mind, the preoccupation of our thoughts, whether they be to God or too much to the ordinary cares of life. He begins, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be filled with light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be filled with darkness." Fathers of the church, such as St. Theophon and St. Theophylact, commentators on Scripture, interpret this, that the eye is our mind, and the body refers to our soul. Therefore, the Lord is saying, the mind is the light of the soul. The state of our mind affects the health of our soul. When our mind is single or simple, then our soul is bright. When our mind is focused, then our soul is benefited. On the other hand, when our mind is darkened by thoughts, our soul is dark. A single mind, says St. Theophon, sees everything clearly. Everything in it has a definite character determined by the Word of God. Single mind gathered unto the Word of God. He continues, that is why everything in it has its place, and it knows exactly how to behave with relation to things. It walks along open, visible roads with complete assurance that they lead to the true goal. A clear mind, a clear path, a clear journey. The elder Thaddeus of Serbia said, the most important thing in one's spiritual life is to guard the peace in our hearts. Do not let this peace be disturbed at any cost. Chaotic thoughts are the state of the fallen spirits, the demons. So the demons themselves have chaotic thoughts. They're scattered. They're all over the place. They are chaos, and they bring chaos to our minds. Our mind, however, must remain concentrated, whole, and vigilant. God can only enter a mind that is whole, says the elder Thaddeus. Whole, single, simple, all of that ties together. A mind that is focused on the one thing needful. Again, St. Theophylact, he says, if you fill your mind with worries, and specifically worries over money, you have extinguished the lamp and darkened your soul. Say that again. If you fill your mind with worries, specifically worries over money, you have extinguished the lamp and darkened your soul. extinguish the lamp of your mind. Just as the eye that is sound and healthy brings light to the body, and the eye that is evil and diseased brings darkness, so does the state of the mind affect the soul. If the mind is blinded by worries, it is cast into darkness, then the soul becomes dark. A mind filled with worries is scattered and has no peace. And this is hard for us in our time, especially with so much data, so much information, so much stuff coming our way, or that we allow to come our way through the various media. And we're given new things to worry about every day, and new information about all the bad news in every corner of the globe. And to process all that and to find other things to worry about in our own lives, our own situation, our own health, and so forth. And we can literally be darkened, literally be muddled totally with worries, and our thoughts scattered and no peace. Again, Elder Thaddeus says, thoughts make us do all kinds of things, and then we lose our peace and are tormented by our conscience. He quotes St. Isaac of Syria, who says, preserve your inner peace at any cost. Preserve your inner peace at any cost. Do not trade your inner peace for anything in the world. Make peace with yourself, and heaven and earth will make peace with you. Again, Elder Thaddeus says, when a person is free from the tyranny of thoughts, that is freedom. We talk about freedom much in the world, political freedom, economic freedom, social freedom, but there's a spiritual freedom beyond all those. When a person is free from the tyranny of thoughts, that is freedom. When we live in peace, that is freedom. The goal, to be always in prayer, always expecting help from the Lord. He says we must also not be at war with anyone. We must not be at war with anyone and never take offense to heart. Let it be. Let it be. And he said, people will ask you, how come you're always at peace? How come everyone else is nervous and easily offended while you don't seem to be interested in this life at all? How did you become like that? How can you stay so calm? That would be something, wouldn't it? If people would see that in us, see that peace, feel that peace. And on the subject of God and Mammon, which was also in our gospel, as we heard from the Lord, the elder said, we are too engrossed in the things of this world, and thus become spiritually impoverished, because one cannot sit on two chairs. One cannot sit on two chairs. One cannot drink both from the cup of the Savior and from the cup of the adversary. One cannot drink both from the cup of the Savior and from the cup of the adversary. We must decide whom we will serve, God or the things of this world. Whom will we serve? We cannot serve God and Mammon at the same time, says the elder, supporting the Lord's truth. So, brothers and sisters, a call to singleness of mind, a call to singleness of purpose, a focus on the one thing needful, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things we want to worry about shall be added unto you. All those other things that consume us too often. If we will seek first the kingdom of God, the Lord will provide. We have to live by that trust. Seek ye first the kingdom, and the Lord will supply the rest, for your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. As Father Thomas Hopko said, get up every day and cooperate with God as best as I can. That's my goal. Get up every day and cooperate with God as best I can. That's different from get up every day and think of all the things I have to worry about. Get up every day and cooperate with God as best as I can, believing that God knows how to put everything together for the sake of my salvation and the salvation of everyone who can possibly be saved. The Lord is working. We can work with Him or work against Him. We can work towards Him or away from Him. We can fill our head with such thoughts that he can't, his thoughts can't even fit in there. Or we can try every day to open our hearts, our minds, to the one thing needful, to keep our focus on the kingdom. And as Father Thomas says, none of us will have an excuse for not being with the Lord in paradise. All of those things, all of those worries, do not hold up. Do not hold up. Do not meet the measure of an excuse for us not to be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.